You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 27th of April, 2022. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. I'm Joe Vicnicki, joined online today by observing program leader Kimberly Vaughn. Hi, Kimberly.
Hello there.
More pretty dry weather for this area. We're kind of stuck in this pattern, and I don't think anyone's too upset about it. It's just more high pressure basically dominating.
Yeah, you know, and high pressure doesn't necessarily mean fair skies for Southeast Alaska. If you've lived here for any length of time, doesn't mean it's going to be a nice sunny day. And that's kind of what this high pressure is doing, is still bringing us a lot of just cloud cover as well, and can also bring us, you know, the low cloud stratus, maybe even some drizzle. But we definitely did have a dry spell sort of mid-month, starting on the 10th, going all the way to the 18th with no precipitation reported. And then we ended up with just one day on the 19th with a mere 0.01, and then went with another 4 days of dry weather. I'll take that back, another 3 days of dry weather, so that we only have collected 2.53 inches for the month, and we should be at 5.74. So just over 50% of what we should be seeing this time in the month of April.
Okay. Well, what's on the horizon in the near term?
All right. So in the near term, continued kind of wet and gray. But the good news is, if you do like the sun, is we do have some clearing skies by Thursday with partly sunny, but expect some morning fog with that clearing skies. So that's going to be one of the downfalls to the nicer weather we're looking for later in the week. And that dry weather should continue until we get to about Sunday night, when a chance of rain will enter into the forecast again.
Okay, I didn't see any very strong winds in the marine forecast in this area either.
No, a pretty weak gradient, so that should be minimal. I think you could potentially see on the sunnier days some afternoon increases in the wind, but not anything as strong as we typically would see later in the summer, but certainly could be a weaker increase on those days.
You talked a little bit about precipitation. Temperatures have been remaining relatively cool, at least overnight anyway, right?
They have. With those clearing skies, that's really when you do bring in those colder temperatures. I mean, on the 14th, the Petersburg Airport reported 21 degrees for the low temperature. So that's pretty darn cold. And temperatures definitely have been running about 3 to 4 degrees below normal for the low temperatures, pretty near normal for overall on the temperatures. But I think that's a lot of that was brought on by the kind of the warmer temperatures and those clear skies during the day. On the 22nd, the report of 54 degrees so far, the high in the Petersburg area.
Okay. Anything else to know as we close out the month of April and look forward to May?
No, I would just say, even though you've got, you know, sort of blasé weather, calm weather, just make sure you check the forecast before you go out and go. Make sure nothing's going to be changing.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you.